We'll wait till we start seeing guests arrive and we'll start our Bible study. So we're glad that hopefully there'll be someone joining us soon and logging in. And so anyway, let me just tell you what we're doing. And I'm going to put up the question. Here's the question for the day. What lesson or lessons has the Lord taught you during this pandemic? And if you have some scripture, you have a verse or something that you can put with it, that would be really, really good. So I'm going to bring in our guests and we're going to let each of them say hi to you. So we'll start with you there, Lisa.
Hi.
And tell us a little bit about what's been going on with you.
Oh, well, the same day as every day. It's like it's Groundhog Day. I don't know if anybody has seen the movie, but that's what it feels like. Every day is almost the same day. But everyone is healthy. So with that, let it all be the same day as long as we're healthy.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Kayla, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Same thing that my mom said is just that, yeah, every day is the same. Ready for this all to be over and get back to some sort of normalcy. But we're all healthy, so that's the main thing. That's the best part.
Okay. So someone kick it over to Adam.
Adam, you're up.
What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Well, this is very interesting considering I cannot hear Jesse right now, but I am in our office at home, ready to talk with you all and see how this goes. But rather than that, our family has been staying healthy and active, trying to take in as much as we can be outside so we don't drive each other crazy. That's what we've been up to.
Okay, very good. Very good. All right. Well, here's what I want you to imagine. Okay, let's set the scene for a moment. We're all in different places, and you are wherever you are watching, and we're very happy about that. But we want you to do this. Imagine we're all sitting around a table. We've all got our Bibles ready, and this is going to be kind of like sharing / testimony / Bible study / prayer time, all kind of put into one. Okay, so, but we want you to first of all, as we go through this, since you're going to be hearing us, we want you to, if you're watching on Facebook Live or you're watching on Periscope, we want you to type in a comment. If you're watching on our website, livenow.calvarywb.com, it does not have the capability to give us comments, and we wish we could fix that, but that does not exist in that. So, but if you're watching where you can put in a comment, we would like you to just type in a comment. We can all see it on our screens and we'll respond to it. And so we'd like to make this as interactive as possible. So here, why don't we go back to this again? Here's the question. Our question for the night is, what lesson or lessons has the Lord taught you during this pandemic? And, you know, God doesn't waste any experience. His purposes are just a multitude of opportunities to teach us and help us to grow. So maybe if we just kind of capture our thoughts, it will be helpful. And the things he's teaching us, we can kind of make those permanent. But also, as you share, I think, you know, what we're going to share on the screen, I'm sure someone's going to share something that I haven't thought of. It's going to be like, yeah, that's a lesson I can learn. So we're sharing sort of mutually this experience. So I want you to join in as best you can. So whoever's not talking of the four of us, watch the comments over there. And I do see if you're reading them back, just use the first name, because if this is going to stay online for a long time, that'll just make everybody a little more comfortable. So we see people are watching, and I think we had a couple of comments, but here's the question. It's right down at the bottom of the screen. What lesson or lessons has the Lord taught you during this pandemic? So you guys be watching them, and I'm going to, Kayla, would you mind going first?
Not at all. One thing that I've learned through this whole scary experience is just that I need to cast all my anxiety on the Lord during this time, because anytime that I try to deal with it myself or anything like that, it never works. It never gets any better. I just end up feeling worse or more scared or more worried. So for me, that has probably been the best thing that I've learned through this whole experience, is just taking this time, getting deeper into prayer, and just really trying to seek out Jesus during this time. And one verse that has just really stuck with me during this time is Philippians 4:6-7, which says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So that verse has just been such an encouragement to me through this pandemic, for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks like Patsy's saying that she's learning to trust in him for everything as well.
Very good. That's I think that's probably going to be at the top of all of our lists. It's just, you know, this, we're dependent on him, and we got to trust, and he is a good God, a benevolent God. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see if Adam has anything.
Adam, what you got?
I'm looking at my Bible. I'm looking at the iPad to hear his voice while I'm looking at y'all. Like,
well, hey, I tell you what, Adam, why don't you tell us what the Lord's been teaching you through this?
You know, multiple things, but one of the things is just the value of time. Value of time, meaning just slowing down during this epidemic, just various things of the value of time, learning about spiritual disciplines, taking time of fasting and what that really means of seeking the Lord, and studying in scriptures. I've been taking a lot of time on scripture memory, taking the time of just actually listening in prayer and what that entails, but also taking the time to learn how to be creative in various ways. How do I reach out to my neighbors when I'm not walking outside? Creative of how to communicate the gospel, creative of how to stay connected with people, taking the time to actually write. Man, I couldn't tell y'all the last time that I actually wrote a letter to somebody. And so this last couple of weeks or whatever else, I've been writing letters and notes to people. And it's been a blessing to hear from folks that how God has used those notes and those letters at the very specific time. People have had difficulties, whether it be job loss or just they lost a family member. And then those letters or those cards were sent to them just on that particular day. You know, just the value of time in essence, I think people crave interaction. They crave to be in a community. And I think I've learned over this period of time that people are starting to learn more and more. And I've seen it in multiple different levels that we weren't wired to be isolated. We weren't wired to be alone. And so I think there's more of this appreciation that I've even seen amongst non-believers, so to speak, that want to reach out in some aspect, whether it be through virtual or a wave. Heck, there's some people, I haven't seen some of my neighbors for quite a while, and it's just, even though we're still social distancing, it's just like they want to run off at the mouth, not in a bad way, but it's just like, hey, there's other human beings rather than just my little kids that I'm with all day long. So that's what I've learned. Value of time.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. And I put up the verse that
based
you...
Based on Ephesians 5, 15 through 16.
Yeah, I put up
Let
the verse there
that
for you.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
It says, "Pay careful attention then to how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil." And so I don't know, as I was thinking about this question and going over what the Apostle Paul was saying, like, this is it. What are we doing with the time that God has given us? So there you have. That's what I have learned through this epidemic so far, is the value of time.
Very good. And I think this whole, I mean, our whole time is, someone I saw posted online the other day said, today is this day and yesterday was that day and tomorrow is going to be another day. It's like, is it Wednesday? Is it, you know, it gets us off. So the value of time. Thank you very much for that, Adam. Appreciate that. And just, if you're just joining us, you see at the bottom, here's the question. What lesson or lessons has the Lord taught you during this pandemic? And one of the three of you is playing me back there, and it's kind of looping back through. So if you got the audio playing from another source, you might want to turn it down. Tell Adam what I just told her.
Okay. Adam, if you're playing us back on another device, would you make sure your other device is turned down because Jess is getting some feedback?
Either that or you can use...
Yeah, I turn it off completely. I just turned on the iPad so I can actually hear them because
You can also use these if you want to try it that way.
I'm silent over here.
Okay, well, here's what I want you to do. If you're watching and... I don't know if this will work or not. Okay. And we're not just looking for feedback. We want to know that you're there. But if you're watching right now and you could hit the like button, we will see that happen. So we're going to have a simultaneous like click here, I guess. So if you can find the like button in 3, 2, 1, everybody hit like, and let's see if some of them come our way. Okay. So there you go. Thank you for that. And we also want you to try to answer this question as it comes through. So Lisa, we're going to hear from you in just a moment, but has there any comments come through?
Yeah. Another one, Vanna was kind of feeding off of what Adam was talking about, which is remembering the difference between waiting and needing. And she was saying that, you know, God provides all of our needs and she's very thankful for that.
Amen. Well, just think
Thank
about
that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. What the difference between wanting and needing. That's a very blurry line, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And but God is going to provide for all of our needs. And you remember what Paul's wrote to the Philippians in Philippians 4, God shall supply all your need. And I love how he says the basis he does that according to his riches and glory. He has an abundant supply. And he's going to do that. So if you're watching, oh my goodness, we've got 19 likes just like that. So thank you for the simultaneous like smash. We appreciate that. And we know you're there. All right. Mm-hmm. Very good. Lisa, let's flip it over to you. Maybe you have a lesson you'd like to share around our virtual table.
Sure. Well, like what we were just talking about, wanting and needing, I think I want control. Maybe I even think I need control. And during all of this, I'm finding out that I don't have that control. I think my DNA, the way I'm wired, is I like to have things a specific way at a specific time. I mean, even when we go on family vacations, the agenda is packed because you got to know what time to do what and where to go when, because you want to get everything in. And it's true with life. It's like, this is spring. There's a lot I wanted to get in church-wise, family-wise. And all of a sudden, I've lost control of that. And not that ever you're really in control, but in my mind, I thought I was. But when we're in something like this, you're never in control. And it's very overwhelming. And yesterday, when we kind of started talking about this, and I was thinking about it last night, I did realize my word is I'm overwhelmed when I'm not in control, because it feels like my world is spinning. And it just so happened this morning when we opened up our devotionals, here's what my devotional was. It was in Psalm 61, 1-3. And it was, "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy." And actually I had read it first in the NIV and it said, "When my heart is faint," but I'm very wired through the King James because it's how I was brought up. So I kept thinking, wait a minute, doesn't that verse say something about being overwhelmed? So when I flip back to read it, it seemed to fit my need a lot better through this translation, that sometimes I feel overwhelmed, but it is so amazing that we can go to the rock. We can go to God, who is higher than us, who wants to control what happens to us, and that we don't need to be in such control.
Why do you think? Why
it's
do you
interesting
think
that you mentioned that, Lisa? Just for the simple fact that one of the things that I was thinking about today as well, when this question was approached to us, was just learning to be flexible. Because we all have our routines, you mm-hmm. know, the time that you get up to the time that you go to bed, there's like this routine. And I think over a certain period of time, every human being, whether you believe or non-believer, whatever it may matter, everybody mm-hmm. has this routine or this structure. And so one of the things that God's been showing me too is, look, I kind of want to break your comfortability. And I need you to lean more on me and not necessarily so much of the news or what you're seeing or what you're hearing. But I also need you to be flexible. And that flexibility a lot of times deals with, and I've mentioned this multiple times before throughout the years, are divine opportunities where we look at them as they are someone that's, you know, butting in or bothering us, or we weren't expecting that person to make that phone call. But this has really brought me to a point where I got to be really flexible. Yes. So just kind of been breaking out of the norm of that.
Yes.
Blake made a really good comment. He said, you know, patience and adapting, learning to really understand that God is the only one in control and being able to patiently wait for the Lord's work to unfold. Adapting to change and being content. I like that's a good word.
You think about our control. I mean, you know, even at the best, I have something on my desk that all of us have gotten very familiar with, some of this. And I heard someone say the other day, this is the only time, said he goes out to, when he's outside, he uses this all the time. When he comes home, he's put this all over himself. He said, it's the only time in history where a man coming home smelling like alcohol was a good thing. So we're kind of in that. But if you notice here on the thing, it says it kills 99.99% of germs. There's still that, you know, we do the best we can. And I sanitize up all the time, but there's still, it just reminds us that we are not ultimately in control. Mm-hmm. Is there another comment there, Lisa? Or maybe.
Yeah. Renee had mentioned that patience and that God is in control of all. He will get us through the good times and the struggles no matter what.
It sounds very like good. We're all struggling with losing control right now, that we're learning
to just give it over. So let me ask this as a question. Is that a good thing?
I think that's a tough question. Is it a good thing that we're learning to give up control?
Yeah, and learn. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I say yes. I think this has been a good time to learn a lot of things, and that being one of them. Just that, you know, we're not always going to have control of everything. Only God can have control of everything, mm-hmm. and we needed that reminder.
Yeah, yeah, and it shows us, you know, where we really stand before the Lord, you know, what is really, who is in control and who isn't. And the great thing is the God who is in control. Here's my verse. Let me bring it up. This comes from Titus 2:11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. I want to be very careful how I handle this, but the grace of God that brings salvation, we know, is in Christ. And that is available to everybody. And we understand that. But if I could just apply that in a little broader context, I think everyone would agree with me, even us as believers anyway, that God's grace has been shown to everyone, whether they believe in him or not. Things could be far worse. There's always something of God's grace, even giving us the word, telling us that there is danger, flee from his wrath. I mean, that verse is still in the Bible. And But I think one of the lessons that I've learned is God's grace is always there. Even in the worst, most unusual, disruptive times you can have, if you come at it with faith, it's appeared to all men. There's grace there somehow, some way. You may not see it. You may not be able to connect all the dots, but God is putting it together. I don't know if maybe I'm showing my age, but we used to have this puzzle where it was all these dots, and then there's a number with each dot, and you draw a line from 1 to 2 and 2 to 3. Mm-hmm. And if you do it in the right order, you're going to come up with a picture of whatever it is. So it's sort of like, you know, the hidden picture in the dots. So only God sees the whole picture before all the dots are connected. We're just drawing one little line from one place to the other. But his grace has arranged everything in that. So in the midst of all the disruption, God's grace is definitely on display. Mm-hmm. Okay, someone else have something they want to share?
I lost it. Hold on. Renee had said something else that letting go of your control is a great faith builder. Just yet another good reason why, you know, giving God all control is what he wants us to learn during this time.
Maybe we could say it this way. That space where we're not in control is space where faith can fill it if we will really trust in him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I was thinking about some of our church family members and some of our church members who've lost family during this. When you're talking about grace being sufficient, I think I am very looking forward to hearing their testimony of how faith and grace has held them through this, because it is a different time right now, and how they weren't in control over when a loved one have passed, but they're not in control even how to say goodbye. And then they weren't, not in control to even go to the goodbye, to a funeral. And so with all the stuff I'm struggling with, it's nothing like what some members of our church are struggling with right now. Right. And I think about them, and I will be interested to hear from them, because I know these are men and women of faith and how they've dealt with this.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Okay. Let's take a little break here for just a moment and go back to, here's our question. And what lesson has the Lord taught you during this pandemic? We've all had a chance to share. We got some more to share, but to make this as interactive as possible, we want you to share. And you can leave your comments right there at facebook.com/CalvaryWB. That's our page. And you'll find the video and that sort of thing. I know some of you, I just saw that we have some folks hosting a watch party and you shared this video. If you're watching this after the fact, because it becomes a recording that stays there, it'll be both on our website and available on Facebook, but and on Periscope as well. But you can still leave your comments. We'd love to see them. We'd like to see them in real time, because that would really be an encouragement to someone. So you feel free to leave your comments. Lisa, we'll let you pick who goes next of the four of us.
Why don't we kick this back over to Adam and see if he'd like to share? He's been awfully quiet because he can't hear what you're saying, so I think he's holding back.
That might be a blessing. Someone out there listening has said, not hearing him.
Man, I can't see the comments nor hear him, so I'm like sitting here extremely quiet, just watching y'all's facial expressions, trying to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Adam, if you'd like to share another lesson maybe that the Lord's taught you through this time.
One of the things that kind of it goes along with like writing the cards and letters and so forth is having more of appreciation for what we're calling people the frontline heroes. Just having more of an appreciation for the healthcare professionals, police officers, first responders. But I tell you that the two that I was thinking about today that I don't know about you all, but me personally, I've taken them for granted. And it hasn't really dawned on me until we've gone to this epidemic. Number one is thank God for our trash trucks, because we have been leaving out a lot of trash and cleaning out house. So thank you for all who are watching this, who are picking up my lovely trash. But also all grocery store workers, just the things that you guys would have to put up with and people, you know, coming in and out and just kind of being at risk of everything and so forth. But just a whole appreciation that I have gained to more respect for them. So I've been trying to think of ways rather than just saying thank you, whatever else, but just I've been gathering some things of like paying for someone's groceries, even the worker there. My wife and I have been thinking about We've been sending off gift baskets and movie night and snack boxes to individuals and people that we know through Amazon. Just trying to think of creative ways, mm-hmm. even though it's very small and simple, just to say, hey, we love you. We care for you. We're thinking about you. We're praying for you. And we just want to say thank you so much for what you are doing for our family, for the risk and the sake of safety for us.
Very good.
It's one of the things I'm learning.
Yes.
Here's a...
During Adam's talking about that, Lisa Ramey, but she had mentioned to focus on him and my blessings rather than on fear and what ifs. And I thought that was really neat too.
Okay. Here's something that Gina writes. And
I think two big things that kind of go into two categories is I think everybody's on the same plane, if I can say that, when it comes to the emotional state of being. We all feel kind of a certain way, and it kind of allows us all to be in the same boat because of the things that we are feeling and what we're dealing with. And then the second aspect I've already mentioned, I think, is the whole social aspect. You know, people want to interact with other people, and I'm starting to see, you know, people coming on their front lawns just to set up a chair, just to say, you know, have a conversation with a neighbor. Right. You know, I'm saying, just there's different ways. And so emotionally and socially, I'm starting to see more of an insight because of this epidemic.
Yeah. Let me just share this comment. This comes from Noah. It says, the lessons I've learned from this is that your own life has had impact on others. And there's just something about you realize, as you said a moment ago, Adam, about the people picking up your trash, making sure there's groceries on the shelves. We do affect others. We're all part of a community, and we all contribute to that. Gina writes this, and by the way, I'm seeing some comments that you are, because we're on Periscope, which goes out on Twitter as well, and I'm seeing some watch parties here. But Gina says, this is the lesson she's learned. Maybe you all can comment on this. To slow down and pay attention to what and who, all capital letters, is really important in this life. We've talked about who's in control, but I love how she uses the word important. She speaks of value. So this has a way of not only reorganizing our thoughts, but reorganizing our value system. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know he's in control. So therefore there's some importance. You can take a comment wherever you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely remembering who is in control definitely is it's calming. It's peaceful to know that God is in control.
It's also neat to take this time to learn also like what she was saying, like what's important to us, you know, yes, of course, God, you know, is important, but just how important our family is and our community and everything like that, that's a good lesson to learn during this time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Let's go back. Anyone of our panel. Here's one that I want to read, and bless her heart. This is from Donna, and we were just with Donna a little bit ago, and our prayers are with you and your family. But it says, in the loss of a loved one during this time, God was the only one who could comfort because family couldn't comfort each other because of that separation. And, you know, God is the great comforter, and I'm thinking of what Jesus promised. He says, if I go away, I will send another comforter, and the word is parakletos, and you know, it's kind of like a paramedic, you know, someone who comes alongside to help you in that time of need. God sends his spirit to give us comfort. And sometimes when the normal sources of comfort are not there, you really are thankful and blessed to see that God is that source of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Gina. Gina says, that's exactly how I meant it. So when I was trying to characterize her comment. So thank you, Gina. Thank you for watching. By the way, I'll do this one last time because this helps us know the feedback. But if you're watching right now and you have the ability, if you have a like button to hit, some of you do not, but if you just everybody hit the like button all at one time, we will see that and we'll go from there.
Mm-hmm. It looks like Stephanie has started watching and talking with us, and she says that the Lord has shown me it's okay to slow down, which I've taken the opportunity to spend more time with him and to appreciate friends and family that much more.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I really do think that the Lord is doing some things. The four of us on the screen and three others was yesterday in our Zoom staff meeting. And we've used this as an opportunity, since we're all hooked up looking at computer screens, to bring in a guest. And the last week we were privileged to have Pastor David Lemming from Lewis Memorial Baptist Church in Huntington as our guest. And we've interacted with him a number of times in the past. And yesterday we had Pastor Phil Ayers, who's a pastor. Pastor Ayers is a pastor down in Florida. I'm desperately trying to remember the name of the city. Is it Longwood, Florida?
Yes,
he's just north of Orlando, and we have never met in person, but we've become online friends and back and forth. And it was just, and he said yesterday, and Pastor Lemming hinted at this as well, that God's a time of disruption. God is really doing some great things, and that's why we thought tonight, in an interactive way, that we would try to answer this question and get as many people to share as possible. So thank you for those of you that shared. Thank you to those who hit the like button. But here's once again, just so we can reset here as we get into this next set. Question, what lesson or lessons has the Lord taught you during this pandemic? And if you have a way of communicating back with us, we would appreciate you leaving those comments, and we hopefully we'll see them in real time, and we'll be that. Okay, anyone on the panel that would like to share another lesson that you have learned, we will turn you loose.
Well, really quickly, I just wanted to mention what's been neat since we got to talk with Phil yesterday in our meeting. I was able to really get into his book, Flannel Graph Jesus, which was really neat to take this time to study deeper who Jesus is, not just as our Savior, but who he was as a human too, because I think sometimes that would get lost on me. So that's been really neat to read that. I highly recommend if you need something short and quick to read, that's a good one. But I've loved using that time this time to really dive deeper into studying, using this time where I don't feel like I'm being rushed around to different places, where I can sit down and really dive into a new book or a new devotional.
Yeah. Well, good. Very good. Thank you. All right. Anyone else on the panel have a lesson that you think the Lord is teaching you right now?
Does any else of one of us have a lesson that the Lord is teaching us? That's for Adam, who, in case you've just now tuned in with us, he can't hear Jesse, so he's waiting kind of feedback from Kayla and I. And we can either throw it to him or Kayla and I can keep talking, but I feel bad watching him sit there.
When technology works, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and, Jesse says when technology works, it's a wonderful thing, Adam.
This is about the third or fourth different sort of format we've tried on Wednesday evening. So
Go ahead, Adam.
I would just piggyback off of what Kayla was saying, that I'm not saying that it is. So, but I don't know. I sometimes, when you go on vacation, like you feel like time is slowed down. Like you do have time to read the book, when the kids aren't running around like crazy or whatever else, but there's some, I'm not saying it feels exactly like vacation, but time in essence to me, and I think you guys were talking about this more in the beginning, it's kind of stood still. Like you see all these different memes on Facebook and everyone's just like, it's day 3,246 of quarantine. You know what I'm saying? Or is it a Wednesday or is it a Saturday? Who cares, right? Like you kind of go with the flow of things. I was just talking to a friend of mine who is in Africa for several years, and he was saying the difference of waiting for transportation there as opposed to America, especially if you're doing a trip or whatever else, is that here in America, like we're very right on the spot. Like we're constantly thinking about the next thing. I'm gonna pick you up at 12:30. Okay, now that's done. Check mark. Okay, now we got to go here. Okay, done it. And he was like, in Africa, when the person says we're supposed to be there at 12:30, you and your team might have waited around 2:00. And you just kind of get used to that lifestyle of just kind of waiting and just kind of go with the flow in a scene. And I'll be honest with you, that is not me at all. But during this time, like Kayla was saying, It has allowed me to read some books just to kind of veg out. My wife and I, with our group, have challenged ourselves throughout the week, unless on the weekend. We are not spending any time watching any TV or movies or anything else, but we are spending more time just reading. Not just the word, which that's good too, but just reading books in general. And so if anybody is wanting to read another book, I would highly recommend, and there's already a couple of you all that I know from our church have been reading this, Rewire Your Heart. That is a really, really good book to start reading. Rewire Your Heart.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam. That was from Jesse. And it wasn't a thank you, Adam. It was just a thanks, Adam.
That's an inside joke that we're going to leave alone right there. I want to just share this verse, very familiar to you, from Matthew 16:18. And of course, Peter in this passage has just confessed that Jesus is the Christ. And he says, and also I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, I learned it in the King James, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And the work of God goes on. As we have interacted with other ministries really all over the country and at times, and just, you know, best we can, this has been so, I mean, church has always been about let's get together. Church has always been about us. You come to our service, come to our small group, come and we will pray with you. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And now suddenly stay away from everybody. Talk about a disruption. I mean, I know everybody's disrupted, but we look at it from those eyes. But the church is still going forward. We still have opportunities. I shared with the folks Sunday this opportunity through one of our missionaries in the Philippines that we were able to give a gift from our regular missions fund. And we didn't have to like raise money and ask for donations. The money was available thanks to the generosity of God's people. That money sent, and there's people literally 12 time zones away receiving food, and you know, we have lots of help here in our country, and I don't mean to say that there aren't some people going through hard times, but there's lots of ways that people try to help, and in the country like that, not quite so much. So just, you know, the church goes forward in helping, sharing the gospel. We have been amazed of how many people, how many views we get on our online services and these you know, this kind of methodology. I want to believe that there's somebody that's hearing the gospel, hearing the truth, hearing about Christ that maybe wouldn't and otherwise. So the lesson I'm reminded of is nothing is going to stop the church. Now, nothing's going to prevent God's work. If you want to know what Jesus is doing in this era, it's in that verse. He's building his church. And it's just a good reminder that even a pandemic isn't stopping it. And we talked yesterday in our staff meeting with Pastor Ayers from down in Florida. And he just said this. He said, it's just amazing. I concur. The creative ways churches are doing church, the creative things that people are doing to kind of reach out, it's inspirational. It's exciting. It is to see those things.
It is. And I really liked yesterday in our staff meeting whenever Adam shared a story about the block preacher.
Yeah, why don't you have him share that?
Yeah. Would you share that story with us, Adam, about the gentleman who's preaching from his doorstep, kind of like the block preacher, I think is how we referred to him yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Just as we were talking in our staff meeting yesterday, there's actually two things that come to mind from that. But one was there's a friend of ours that is in our life group, and because the mall's pretty much shut down, he's been a security guard for quite some time. That he has a lot of time just to dig in God's word and just be praying about every hour walking up and down the mall and so forth. And several weeks ago, his neighbor in his neighborhood was like, hey man, I'm going to start playing worship music. I'm going to come out on the front lawn. And because of this epidemic, people can't technically gather in a physical building and so forth. And so our friend of ours has been asked a couple weeks ago to start preaching on Sunday mornings, just in his front lawn. And so there's a couple of people, what they call it, church on the block. People are coming out on their front lawns and setting up their chairs and hearing him just through the microphone that is speaking. And then also kind of like that as well, too, our missionary friends that are on the Flathead Reservation, Luke and Aaron Lacey, they also have kind of been doing a thing called a drive-by or drive-in church, whatever else. And Luke has just been standing on this porch and people are coming to hear the message. But what's really cool is Luke and Aaron have been praying for a neighbor about three doors down for her salvation. And so for the last 2 weeks, she has actually gotten into her car and picked up, because there's a frequency that they're using. She's gotten into her car to listen to hear Luke preach. And so that has been amazing. Even though they can't physically go to her door and talk to her, they're still connecting with her through Facebook and a couple other things and leaving notes. But she has mm-hmm. been coming out of her house, going into her car to listen to Luke preach for the last 2 weeks. So we're praying for her salvation as well.
Very good. Very good. Good. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. All right. Anyone else around the panel have something you want to share? And let's go. Let's just reset our question here. And we're trying to answer this question and share. And thank you for the scriptures and the and evidences of God at work. But what lessons has the Lord taught you during this pandemic? And you feel free to leave your comments, and we will read them. And if we get them while we're still live, we will share them with others. Otherwise, they will just go into the feed that goes along with this this video. So, all right. Is there another lesson someone wants to share? Don't everyone speak at once.
Well, I was thinking about what Pastor Ayers said yesterday, too. And one of you can help me if I mess it up. But how if we look at the church as it was like a boat dock, but all the people are the boats. It's not that the boat dock is closed so much, but now the boats are deployed so much. I don't know. The way he said it, it was much more elegant. Sorry, Philip, I messed up your little saying. But it was very good to think of it that way, that we're not closed. Like you were saying, Pastor, that, the church is still the church. Just because the doors of the building's closed, we're not closed. The gospel's not closed. The way we're reaching people isn't closed. We've just been deployed out a different way.
Yeah. And that just gives me a chance to go back to my verse for a second and say something I wanted to say a minute ago. And that is simply this. This is a good reminder that the church is not a building. The church is not an address where we come with our spouse and our children. And now we are thankful for the facilities that we have. And we want to use them for God's glory. But the church is the people, gathered or deployed. Mm-hmm. It's the people. I had a pastor friend of mine who's with the Lord. He was one of my mentors, and he had a phrase. He said, just remember this: when the Lord comes back and God's people are snatched off the earth, the building that you worship in is going to stay firmly attached to earth. It's the people that are gone. And it's a good reminder to that we focus on the people rather than a structure, you know. So hopefully that'll be a good reminder. Okay, so let's go back to our question one more time, and we'll see if we, Tammy said, oh, go ahead, yeah, go ahead. We saw it at the same time.
Time is fluid, and take nothing for granted. That is so true.
Yeah, yeah. And it's precious. You know, Adam mentioned a little bit ago that verse about
this time,
you kind of broke up there. Say that again, Kayla.
I was just going to say that that's so true, that we took a lot of things for granted. I know I did before all this went on. But now, kind of like what Adam was saying earlier about healthcare workers, grocery store workers, all that stuff. I mean, all of those workers, mm-hmm. you just take it for granted, because we've always had it. It's always been there. But now it's been a great time to really understand how important those things are to us.
They're essential.
They are absolutely essential, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Well, thank you. You all are doing very well accommodating even the limitations that we have via technology. I want to take one last look at comments here. And thank you. And thank you for the likes and the little Those of you that hit it, we appreciate that. That lets us know you are here and appreciate that. This is a little not exactly the question, but I do want to us to have a time in prayer. And let me just ask the three of you, it's going to be in categories, obviously, in big categories, but what, from what you're feeling, what you're experiencing, other people that you've had contact with, what do you think we really should be praying for each other in the body of Christ about? What are we needing right now? What's the things we need from the Lord?
I'm going to share that with Adam.
Write these down.
Okay. Please do. Okay. Jess was asking us, what do we feel like is what we need to be praying about for other believers, for the body of Christ? What am I saying this right, Jesse? Kind of like what they're going through right now, or kind of like along those lines.
Very good.
I think one thing for sure is peace. I think right now a lot of us are feeling, like Mom was saying earlier, just overwhelmed and stressed and scared. So peace, absolutely a good one to pray for.
I would be thinking that it would be, of course, you know, I'm with children director. I would think that the parents in our church family, for calm amongst the chaos. I think that life would be hard. You know, our kids are grown, so they're really not that much trouble anymore. But in the home, having to deal with a lot that they're doing with school and even with finding things to keep them occupied, I think that our parents, we could pray for some peace and just some calmness for them.
Yeah. A comment just popped up. It says,
and grandparents. Yes. Family in general.
The comment says patience, and that comes from a parent. So that's echoing what you were just saying. All right. What other categories of prayer?
Mm-hmm. What other categories of prayer, if someone else can think of one?
In all honesty, I know it sounds cliche, but we really need to be on our hands and knees praying for gospel opportunities during this time. One of the things that I'm learning throughout the last couple of weeks, just with conversations with just people in general, but with pastors in the last couple of weeks, a lot of people are talking about end times because of their fear, of their anxiety and so forth. And so this has really opened up multiple opportunities and doors for people to share the gospel and to clearly communicate what the word of God talks about, the coming of Christ and so forth. So for us just to be praying on our hands and knees for gospel opportunities, because this epidemic is not going to stop the kingdom of God. It's just a matter of, are we going to be creative? Are we thinking? Are we being aware of what are some ways that we can share the gospel with others?
I would just add to that, Adam, because this takes us takes it back to us as believers. We need to pray for our own selves and for the church in general, just to pray if we have need to repent, that we will repent. Maybe this God's giving us a time to really look deep in our hearts. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's a sin of commission that, you know, there's something we're doing or have done that we need to confess to God. Or maybe there's something we have really been neglecting. We've just gotten sloppy. We've gotten lazy. And maybe this is a time for us to repent. I think you think of our country, think of our world. We look at the world out there. Yes, there is a great need to repent and turn from sin and turn to the Savior. But repentance has to start with us. And so let's just make sure our hearts and minds and our hands are clean before the Lord, and we're in a position where he can indeed use us. So, all right. I want to add one more, and that's, I'm jotting down a list here, so like when we do pray in a minute, we'll cover these. But I just add the word stamina. You can get weary in well doing, as Paul talks about in Galatians. He says, don't grow weary in well doing, for in due season we'll reap if we do not faint, if we faint not. So we just strength to just keep going, loving him, worshiping him, serving him, doing what we can do. And what we can't do, that's fine, but to keep our mind on him. So any other categories of prayer requests? I've got five so far.
In some of our comments, Barbie's mentioned comfort, praying for comfort, and because a lot of people are feeling alone right now. And Beverly mentioned our teachers who are feeling very sad that their last day, they thought they were coming back, and now, you know, there's no saying goodbye to their kids for this year. There's no no wrap up, new ending for them. So those are a couple of things that, you know, if you're not a teacher, you might not think about.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Thank you. That loss. I see on my screen over here, Jeff writes, the God who's on the mountain is still God in the valley. Good statement. And that's a good reminder. Just to maybe the prayer request. Our subject tonight has been all around this question of what lessons has the Lord taught you during this pandemic. Maybe it's just, Lord, the prayer request is, let us learn the lessons that you want us to learn. We don't want to miss anything. So help us to, let this be a time of growth in our life. And someone else put a comment here. I love this. Just encourage your comment. We need to pray not only for protection, but for direction. Mm-hmm. And that is very good. Thank you. So I'm going to add that to the list. Mm-hmm. All right.
And healing. Let's pray that this virus, it goes away, or very quickly we are able to find a vaccine for it. And for the people who are sick with it, healing for them.
Yeah.
We've had several praises throughout the community that we can all rejoice in as well for that.
Yeah.
Along with that, go ahead. I'm sorry, Jess. Just physical healing, but also mental healing as well. It's been scary. And when we go back to normal, it's going to be hard trying to adjust our minds to remember, like, that it is okay to be with people. We want to be with other people, you know, a group of people. It doesn't have to be seen as a scary thing.
Yeah. Yeah, very true. Very true. I would like, if you don't mind, I know we're being general, but if you don't mind me just asking a personal prayer request. Julie and I's oldest child, our daughter, Jessica, she's an ICU nurse, works at the University of Virginia Hospital down in Charlottesville. And her unit is a COVID-19 unit. She's been the last 3 weeks caring for these patients and, you know, taking all the precautions. But so for Jessica, we're praying for protection, but also opportunities to serve and to minister. And as Adam was talking about the opportunities, the gospel opportunities, you know, that maybe not opportunities to share the gospel directly, but certainly through a caring hand, share the love of Christ. And so I'd appreciate your prayers for her, because you know, our the hero in our family is on the front lines. All of our kids are our heroes, but she's particularly on the front lines of this particular situation. So I'd appreciate your prayers for her. That would mean a lot to us. Okay, anything else prayer wise Well, we're going to have prayer, and then we will sign off. And thank you all for your comments. I don't know. I've lost count of how many we've had. And thank you for helping us try to make this as interactive as possible. I look forward to the day when we can actually interact in person and to you know, have that opportunity. But I want to pray. And before I do that, I just want to thank you, Adam, even though he can't hear me. Thank you, Adam, for that. Pass on my thank you to Adam, will you?
Adam, Jesse wants to thank you. We're getting ready to pray, but he wanted to thank you for being a part of the discussion, even though you can't hear him.
And also, Elisa and Kayla, thank you for joining, and thank you all for joining. So let's just have prayer, and thank you all for being part. And by the way, just keep this in mind, okay? Keep in mind our question, because this I think will really help us. Just keep asking this question. What lessons has the Lord taught you? What Lord, what am I learning? Where do you want me to grow? So let's keep that in the forefront. And if you're watching this after we're done with our live presentation, continue to leave your comments. We'll check back in and we will see those. So let's pray, shall we? Mm-hmm. Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to pray for your people. The Lord, the things that we've shared and others have shared online with us, Lord, are items that we do want to bring to you. We do pray for peace and for comfort, that you will calm our hearts, that you will let us know of your presence. Let us feel your hands, your arms around us, and know that you, and we've talked a lot about being in control, that you are and we are not. But Lord, help us just to rest confident in your love and your ability. I pray for comfort for those who are hurting. There's some who have experienced great loss, some who are going through hardships. We just pray, Lord, that you'll give comfort. We do pray for the parents, Lord, that are trying to teach your children and juggle many times working at home, either one or either spouse and or both. And Lord, with the chaos and the confusion and disruption, we pray for stamina. We pray for strength. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, as we get days down into this staying away from folks and stay at home order, Lord, that you just give us stamina. Help us not to grow weary in well-doing. But know that, Lord, you are doing what you see fit and what you've allowed. And, Lord, your work is continuing. We do pray, Lord, that as Adam mentioned, that you would help us to find, because you provided them, gospel opportunities. We thank you, Lord, for those that we've heard and the opportunities you've given us. Thank you even for this means to be online and to share your truth. Thank you that we can declare boldly that Jesus saves, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. And Lord, we thank you that the way to him might be an only way, but Lord, it is a way that is open to all who would receive him. So we thank you for that. Do pray, Lord, for us that we would have hearts if we need to repent and turn from our sin, confess them. And may we as a people, we as a nation, Lord, we have a great need to repent. Not one of us would have to look far to just be once again shocked with the apartness that we are from you and the rebellion that we have as a people have entered into. And Lord, we need you desperately, and may that realization, perhaps even through this time, come stronger than it has in more recent days. Lord, we just pray for healing for those that are sick and for those that are caring for those. You pray for our own daughter, Jessica, and we just pray, Lord, you bless her and all that are in her her field, the doctors and the nurses and the people that work in all the functions of healthcare. And we thank you. Thank you for that. And Lord, we do pray for growth. We pray, Lord, that the lessons that you have given us and are teaching us and have laid before us, Lord, help us to really learn and help us to be different. Help us to be better. Help us to be more mature. Help us to serve you greater. Thank you, Lord, for this precious time we've had to be together. And even though we cannot see all the people that have joined us, we pray your blessing on each one. Pray at this time of sharing in your word, we'll just continue to return something good through your work in our hearts and our minds and our lives. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, well, I always, we do this even on Sundays, but I always hate to click the off button. It's like there are still people online. I can see the number on my screen. And I thank you, Timothy. Thank you for that comment. And George writes, accepting what is happening, staying true as we can to God. That's very important. Vicky puts an amen on there. David says, thank you for sharing. We'll be praying for our daughter. Appreciate that. And so I see a number of those. So thank you. But it is time to click off. And you guys have a great evening. And thank you for joining us. So God bless. We will be back online streaming Sunday morning for our 9 o'clock service and our 11 o'clock service. We're hard at work of putting those together right now. So we will see you then, and make sure that you make plans to join us. So thank you all. Appreciate it. God bless. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.